Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment with the balance of the hour. Talk about the Chinese one-child policy to stay in place, how that ties into the larger eugenics program, how that ties into the Queen of England calling for a global tax on the middle class to, quote, save the earth, a tax that will go directly to her and her degenerate, scum-filled family. Also, Professor, big money behind global warming propaganda. We're going to get into that report that Paul Watson has put out as well today. Another report he put out yesterday is very, very important and gets into Carnegie Endowment documents that are being adopted where they admit what we're saying, that this is a total control grid over all human activity. Again, carbon dioxide is what animals, mammals, insects exhale, what plants breathe. By saying that's a toxic, deadly waste, which of course it's not, then they get to tax and micromanage all life activities. Meanwhile, they come and say, we're taking all restrictions off coal-burning plants. You can burn dirty coal full of mercury all over the country. And then they don't tell the public about it or have mercury action days. No, they have ozone and carbon dioxide action days. Very, very sinister, very, very disgusting. New proposals to fight global warming would kill civilization, kill billions. We'll be going over those reports here as well. Another big report, Drugs in Water Report promotes nationwide alarm. Drugs in Water Report promotes nationwide alarm. Now, this came out Sunday, but we've added to it. Paul Watson's done another story breaking down the fact that even this report's a whitewash because they don't talk about the level of drugs when they're added all together. And then when you add all the thousands of chemicals that are in every major supply together, we're talking about 5, 10, 15, 20, sometimes even higher parts per million. Massive. Massive. I mean, one part per million of fluoride is enough to... And by the way, people are saying, what do you mean you're saying 20 IQ point reduction? Where's your facts on that? You know, IQ is measured by your test scores. Yes, the medical reports, the medical studies going back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right through now, all of them admit that you get between a 10 and 20% IQ reduction from the intelligence that you would have had. They've even done this in groups where one town's fluoridated and the other town isn't for average test scores. It is bang on that it attacks the brain. It eats holes in your brain. So we'll be going over that as well today. Before I go any further and come back in the next segment, we are going to tell you a little bit about Freedom Law School. And it is going to be coming to the 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference, livefreenow.org. And that's going to be the 28th to the 31st in Irvine, California. These sell out most of the time. Amazing speakers like William Rodriguez, Jason Burma, G. Edward Griffin, Davon Kleiss, Paymon, Tommy Cryer, Joe Bannister, Larry B. Kraft, Michael Collins Piper, and many more. It's a three-day event. LiveFreeNow.org. Get your tickets now. LiveFreeNow.org or 760-868-4271. 760-868-4271. Again, 760-868-4271 or livefreenow.org. Be sure and check that out. All right, we'll come back, plunge into all this news and a lot more today right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Don't forget, we've redesigned InfoWars.com. You can comment on all the stories, have your own personal area on InfoWars, post your own articles, your own videos. It's like a MySpace account. If you haven't joined, it's free. It takes about 10 seconds to do it. It's the InfoWars Network.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Drugs in Water Report prompts nationwide alarm. Hearing set for April as consumers react with shock. Full scale of crisis not realized. A study conducted by the Associated Press, which found that numerous pharmaceutical drugs, have contaminated the water supplies of millions of Americans, has provoked nationwide alarm, causing consumers and experts alike to react with shock. But the true scale of the problem may not have fully been realized. Well, there's no may about it. A five-month Associated Press investigation has determined that trace amounts of many pharmaceuticals we take to stay healthy. Listen to that spin from the AP. Like Prozac and Ritalin, this is so sick, are seeping into water supplies, and a growing body of research indicates this could harm humans, states the report. At least 13 different medications, from antidepressants like Prozac to six hormones, have been discovered in drinking water of 41 million Americans, a number likely to be far higher considering the fact that all water districts were not tested and some went to great lengths to keep their results secret. Yeah, in the report, most of them are secret. And I would add that they would just say other drugs and wouldn't say what they were. Consumers nationwide reacted with shock to the reports without realizing that they were already being mass medicated against their will in many water districts by way of sodium fluoride being added to the water supplies without their consent. New revelations of pharmaceuticals in water will only increase pressure on water districts to remove sodium fluoride, or potentially, on the flip side, accelerate a drive to add it before consumers have a chance to say no. This is all the more prescient considering the fact that recent Scientific American report concluded that scientific attitudes towards fluoridation may be starting to shift as new evidence emerges on the poison's link to disorders affecting teeth, bones, the brain, and the thyroid gland, as well as lowering IQ. And then they link to a study that says 20 points. That's where I got that. Then I say that in a YouTube video, and people freak out and say I'm a liar, and there's 2,000 comments debating it. Just go to the source documents, dummies. This is serious, okay? Stop acting like you're dumb. I don't mean our listeners, but those out there in YouTube land and the rest of it. This is serious. The Philadelphia Water Department was flooded with calls from alarmed residents despite officials denying there was any risk after the Associated Press revealed that traces of 56 pharmaceuticals or byproducts had been found in the city drinking water. Yeah, it's hundreds. It was 56 in that one water supply. New York City lawmakers were similarly disturbed by the new evidence, promoting questions as to why the program was not divulged to the public earlier. Well, wait a minute. For as long as I've been doing talk radio, there's AP reports every year about the drugs in the water. This is just now getting attention because the web is spreading it now. Because, see, the AP used to report on this, but it would never get in the papers. I remember 10 years ago on the Newswire, you'd see this stuff every year. This is very alarming. We need to add to this story about all the frogs and fish that are becoming sterile or both sexes because of it, showing it's in high levels. This is very alarming. A member of the City Council's Committee on Environmental Protection, Peter Vallone of Queens, said rather than sitting back and being informed about this, New York City should have been proactive. I would hope we institute some sort of testing as soon as possible. New York environmental organization Riverkeeper described the report as a wake-up call and demanded the government immediately conduct a federally funded national study to provide risk assessments for pharmaceuticals in waters and measure the potential harm to aquatic health effects. That's already been done. In Pittsburgh, the story of resonated with local experts who are concurrently studying the effects of estrogen contamination is having on fish, where in some cases 85% are found to be genderless. 85%. Of course, then your kids are drinking this. You wonder why your 3-year-old daughter looks like she's 15. You wonder why your 15-year-old son is a girl. The plastics, all of it, folks. The estrogen mimicking chemicals. Dr. Dan Voltz from the University of Pittsburgh says the dumping of cleaning products and cosmetics down drains is contributing to the crisis. Marion Honorwit, state director of the Clean Water Action, said, "We know that there is a problem in Pittsburgh," and it goes on and on. Now, the larger issue here, and Paul gets into that at the end, is chemicals. We need to integrate that into a bigger article. Paul, you're only writing 3 stories a day, and webmastering and doing customer service is not enough. I'm joking. Paul's incredible. But what we need to point out here is, this is the key, that if you add the parts per billion together, it becomes parts per million. It's hundreds of drugs, thousands of chemicals. It is a toxic soup. And I heard Dr. Dina Dell, who's on like 500 radio stations, last week saying conspiracy theorists say the water isn't good. The tap water is the best water in the world. We have the best water. It's totally clean and delicious. I mean, this is like saying the moon's made out of cheese. Okay, you must filter your water. You must filter. Reverse osmosis gets about 90% out. What I do is I feed it through a reverse osmosis, and then I send it through a big Berkey on top of it, because Berkeys get about 95% out. This stuff is all so powerful. It goes through everything. You got to have double PF2 filters added on just to reduce the fluoride down to 99.9%. Even reverse osmosis can't stop fluoride. It's so small. And by the way, if you think that's all, they have been caught adding stuff to the water. This is not by accident. I remember a story like 8 years ago where they found 3 or 4 parts per million of Prozac in the water. I want to say it was Dallas. That's why Dallas didn't allow a study to be done. I'm going from memory here, but look it up. You'll find it's accurate. But that's ancient memory, so check it. But I know that they found, and they said, this can't be urine. This can't be pills. This can't be. How are we having 3, 4, 5 parts per million Prozac? folks, it's being put in the water. We know in other countries, a few of the Asian countries, they've been caught doing it. Well, they put sodium fluoride in when they knew in the 20s it was a toxic sedative. So Paul Watson's done a great job with this story that gives you a lot bigger picture, not just the Austin American Statesman yesterday. I got to dig that out. I saw it, never covered it. Said that they can't tell you what's in the water because Homeland Security says Al-Qaeda might use that information. What does that mean? The Statesman's so bad in town, all the other papers would tell you what the AP said, and it was a whitewash itself, and the Statesman said, we cannot let you know, and said Al-Qaeda. I'm not joking. You can't make stuff like this up. Okay, now we're going to shift gears into the Chinese one-child policy, into global warming being a hoax for taxation, into their own documents, Carnegie documents and others admitting what this will do. Also, because he joins us from England, Army recruits 180 foreign officers to fill staff posts. Now, we're going to go through all this. Paul Watson, hadn't had you on in a while. Appreciate you coming on.
Good to be here, Alex.
How are things going up in Sheffield?
Pretty good. I'm still squidding around town.
All right, my friend. There's a lot to talk about. What do you want to get into first? I mean, I think we should really boil down how they get us all hyped into thinking, oh, the Earth's dying, which there are some problems, but then their solutions have nothing to do with that. It's all about taxing our activities and totally micromanaging our life. And a bunch of stories have come out in the last week. You've written a couple stories that really detail this, and it looks like they're losing momentum and their hoax is being exposed.
Well, yeah, it's being exposed to an ever greater degree simply because the claims that they make about what the supposed effects of global warming are going to be in 20, 30, 50 years, you know, they're getting more and more outrageous that people are beginning to see through it. I mean, during the last global cooling hoax in the 70s, when they said that we were on the verge of a new ice age, they said that all the fish in the sea would be dead within 20, 30 years. And those exact same claims are now being repeated with the global warming scam. So it's the same kind of fear-mongering. And then we had that report yesterday out of the Washington Post from the Carnegie Institute, which basically said that we're going to have to reduce carbon emissions to near zero or absolute zero within decades, or they claim the world's oceans and rivers are going to dry up due to global warming. The fact that this would set technological progress back hundreds of years and effectively, you know, return man to the Stone Age was not even mentioned by the Washington Post, who, you know, gave it sober gravitas.
I mean, now let's be clear here. The Carnegie Endowment are the ones that even set up the Rockefellers. They're the ones in their Carnegie Endowment for Peace that call for world war, for world government, that call for eugenics extermination, that pay for PhDs in sterilization. I mean, these are the endgame monsters.
Exactly. And it all tracks back to the origins of when the legitimate concerns about the environment, you know, things like toxic waste dumping, you know, deforestation, were hijacked around the late 80s, early 90s by these same globalist interests. And in that article that I wrote yesterday, I include quotes from the Club of Rome. They did a report in 1991 entitled The First Global Revolution. And in that report, it states, quote, "In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself." So there you have the Club of Rome stating on record that they would use global warming as a means of uniting the people behind their agenda. And what was their agenda? In the same report, it states, quote, "State sovereignty must be altered in a globalized era, that a system of world government must be created and sovereignty eliminated in order to fight global warming as well as terrorism." That was Richard Haft, who is now the president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And I told you, stay there. I want to come back and go back over those quotes again. Understand, it's the twin tracks of terror and carbon. And that's how they're going to micromanage and carry out the exterminations. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin.
All right, let's go right back to Paul Watson with us for the rest of the hour. The Daniel Estlin pops in on the third with your phone calls. Paul, I hope listeners realize you have links to the documents, public statements by the people and the foundations that literally set all this up. They admit it's a fraud. They admit it's a scam. They admit it'll kill billions, starve billions. This is their operation. And there's no doubt about this. So all the environmentalists need to understand the GMO and things like that that are real threats to humanity and the environment, That's all going ahead. Carbon dioxide is something that the Earth needs. Please continue. Go back to that Haas quote.
Yeah, this is in a Club of Rome report, the first global revolution, 1991. He stated, quote, state sovereignty must be altered in a globalized era, that a system of world government must be created and sovereignty eliminated in order to fight global warming as well as terrorism. Moreover, states must be prepared to cede some sovereignty to world bodies if the international system is to function. So they, you have them admitting in their own writings that it was essentially seized upon as a phony crisis for the purposes of crafting their world government system. I mean, even as recently as last year, March 2007, Trilateral Commission meeting, we wrote a report about this at the time. You had the Peter Sutherland, the chairman of British Petroleum, an oil company, obviously, and the director of N.M. Rothschild & Sons, urging the rest of the elite in the speeches that they gave at that conference to seize upon global warming to institute new worldwide control measures, which again, you know, it contributes towards the same global government agenda of crafting those worldwide systems of control.
And then they say in summation, though, in those quotes, that it is then to wage war on humanity. This is neo-feudalism.
Yes, because the first quote was, in searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. So it's divide and conquer again.
And now we have the Queen of England doing stunts where she won't fly somewhere and announce it, saying it's for the Earth, or Prince Charles, and saying, we've all got to pay new taxes, and they're going to use that to build their world government. Folks, this isn't just about stopping a scam or stopping a tax. They want to use this money to build world armies, the secret police squads. They openly want the world government to then orderly kill you. Okay, they're doing it through the water, through the food, but they want to get right down and lining you up and shooting you and throwing you in mass graves. We're not joking. They get up and say, there's no plan for a world government. Doesn't matter if I'm the chairman of the CFR. I'll publicly write books saying I want a world government. But when you say I want one, I'll say you're a kook and the media will laugh at you.
Exactly. And the propaganda that's pushing this is so intense. I don't know how bad it is in America, but in the UK, you watch television, basically every other advert talks about being green, and it's all being used as an advertising ploy. You've got soap powder ads, you've got laundry powder ads talking about how turning down your thermostat will help global warming be cured, and it's everywhere. And we have to sit and watch Shell Oil on a commercial in the UK lecturing us about global warming. Shell Oil. So, I mean, don't people see something wrong here if, you know, they tell us that carbon controls are going to stop the dirty oil men from polluting the planet and making vast profits, then, you know, why are those same oil men promoting the global warming propaganda?
Because all it is, in their own documents, is a tax that will go directly to them.
Exactly. The same people created the peak oil scam in the 50s when they said that, you know, the last drop of oil would have been produced, what was it, about 7-8 years ago now. We've already passed that point. And it was, again, the same people, the same oil companies.
Well, it's part and parcel of all this. They just push the same agenda, and they've bound it into the 9/11 truth movement. They bound it into liberal movements, conservative movements, and people just, like it's a religion, say don't question it. Folks, you better go read the documents.
Exactly. For most people who attach themselves to it, from what I can see, having lived with some of them and been around them, and, you know, my brother's been around these kind of people as well, it's just an ego thing. It's self-importance, and they don't know what's really behind it. So you've got an army of misinformed people who are pushing this. And getting their dictates from transnational oil companies and elitists like the Queen and the Rothschilds.
We'll be right back. We'll get into professors saying big money behind global warming propaganda. We'll talk about the Queen and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
I love my family, and as an extension of that, I love all of humanity. I just want to see con artists and crooks punished. When you have hundreds of pages of Club of Rome, CFR, Bilderberg, CFR openly says they want to scrap the dollar by design to bring in the Amero, and then Fox News says we're conspiracy theorists, it doesn't exist, when it's at CFR.org. Officially put out by them, not just a paper, but their official policy. To know that they openly talk about how they're going to control every aspect of our life, bureaucrats ruling over us, the animal ID, the premises ID, where you make one wrong move, they take your farm or ranch, you basically sign control of your land over to them. Not even a law, they just threaten you and tell you, sign it, you sign it. To know all of this is coming into place, and the more taxes, the more funds they get, the more they're going to use it to control us. They're arming all the different forestry service and BLM with automatic and semi-automatic weapons. They're running around harassing everybody. It's just a reign of terror. And it's a new religion. They've brainwashed millions of college students who openly walk around saying, we've got to get rid of the majority of people. We've got to kill 80%. I mean, I had Dr. Pianca's graduate students sending me threatening emails showing me, you know, links to, oh, you don't like Pianca, Sam, kill 90. Well, here's a link to my PhD. I say all of us need to be killed, every human. And they're going to be your cops, your social workers. They're going to run all this, and the elite absolutely love it. And yes, Paul, it's not just in England. It's here, too. Let's finish up talking about their grand agenda. They're saying if you add on to your house in the U.S. or England or Europe, they're going to inspect it and give you taxes, what type of windows you have, taxes on every road with transponders, all roads to be toll roads. That's official 10 years ago. Now it's being announced. So that also tracks and traces you. But talk more about this Carnegie situation, because here it is. You've got links to their own document where they're saying zero carbon dioxide footprint. Well, humans exhale that. See, we are the enemy. We are the scourge. Folks, you understand what this means, and I'm going to say it again. Dumping nickel, cadmium, and lead, and toxic waste, and things that you can't even imagine. Right into the ocean. All the things that they're doing. The genetic engineering already spreading, already taking over other species, already invading other plants, causing massive problems. These are life form combinations that have never existed. You know, there are hundreds of real environmental problems, but you'll find out it's the big globalists that are behind it all. In every case, I mean, they'll throw nuclear reactors into the, you know, Russian lakes, into the ocean off the Pacific, in the U.S. They could care less. I've talked to people that have been in high-level Bilderberg group sub-steering committees, and they could care less. They want all the power, all the control now. They don't even care about the environment. It is a total con job. Now, again, they brainwash you with legitimate-sounding environmentalism for decades. Then they come in with their solution once you're sold, and they say it's carbon taxes. Paul comments.
Well, what I find interesting, as you've documented, is the link to population reduction, because you look at the quotes from these ecologists from the 60s and 70s, when, of course, the global cooling phenomenon was in vogue then, because, as we know, the Earth goes through cycles of heating and cooling throughout history, which is proven. And at that point, it was going through a cooling period post 1940 to 1975, which was coincidentally when, you know, carbon emissions were increasing at a rapid rate, proving the link is non-existent, that carbon lags behind temperature increase, as is also proven by the ice core samples. But then you had people like Paul Ehrlich, who was a German scientist who, like Mr. Al Gore, won the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was saying things like, in 1968, he said, in 10 years, all important animal life in the sea will be extinct. Large areas of coastline will have to be evacuated because of the stench of dead fish. And that was supposedly because we were about to enter this new ice age. In 1971, Reed Bryson in Global Ecology, Readings Towards a Rational Strategy for Man, said, The battle to feed humanity is over. In the 1970s, the world will undergo famines. Hundreds of millions of people are going to starve to death in spite of any crash programs embarked upon now. Population control is the only answer. And then you've got others like, again, Paul Ehrlich, quote, I would take even money that England will not exist in the year 2000. Well, I'm in England at the moment, and I can vouch for the fact that it still exists. But this was the fear-mongering campaign that dovetailed the so-called global cooling threat in the 1970s.
Now, I want to explain to people, one facet of hundreds is the animal ID and the premises ID. Now, only Texas, quote, passed it into law, but then you read it, it's only regulatory, and once you sign it, but everybody else is signing on, because if your kid's in 4-H, you show up to 4-H, they escort you with police off the premises. If your family farm hasn't been registered, the big agribusiness wrote all this into law. They have exemptions. Like, they'll have one tag per 1,000 chickens that's $14, but you've got to have a $14 tag or a $10 tag, depending on the tag, per chicken yourself. It's written to shut down people that only have 100 chickens or 20 chickens or 30 cows. They even admit this in their own documents, and now idiots that signed on to the thing in Texas, a cow dies. They've got new people that spy. If a cow dies or gets struck by lightning, you don't report it within 48 hours, $2,000 a day fines, then they take your farm. You're signing over. It's not even law. It's a corporate agreement where you go into these, quote, public laws, just like there's no law to take vaccines, but they'll still take your kids if you don't, in many cases, if they think you're ignorant and, you know, they don't go after wealthy people that they know can find them. They only go after the ignorant. I mean, this is just lawless criminality. Animal ID, premises ID, when you sign the agreement, now they're coming on your property for no reason. I mean, this is just where they're making everyone criminals, going after all self-sufficiency, and they say they want to force us off the land into cities. I mean, this is total control where only Big Agra owns the food, and then they can force you to eat the GMO as well. Paul, elaborate.
Well, it ties into what Daniel Estulin talks about, which is what the Portuguese politician Barroso has talked about in Bilderberg meetings, which is the desire to bring about a, quote, post-industrial revolution, which essentially means the complete evisceration of the middle class.
Now, let's explain again. The Industrial Revolution broke up the monopolies. Where to have any business, you had to be certified by the local nobleman, who was again certified to the queen or king. They desperate, and they admit this, they want to end their competition. Okay, I mean, they'll be dumping toxic waste in the streets. They don't care. It's about the power to come in and selectively regulate and shut down. Go ahead.
Right, and it's about, with the oil agenda, Bilderberg said that the plan was to get it up to $200 a barrel. And what is it today? 108, 109? It's going to get up there eventually.
It's over 109 right now.
And the more you hike oil prices, the more difficult Westerners find it to maintain their living standards, and they get lowered towards the second, you know, status level.
But they built our transportation and our economic grid on sprawl, on highly separated urban centers, where you have to do this, and now they've got a stranglehold and can squeeze everything out of us with the fuel. Go ahead.
Exactly, and that's why at the previous Bilderberg meeting, Kissinger said there were plans to double the price of oil. That happened. The next step is $200 a barrel. So that's where they're heading, and they've said on record that it's about creating this post-industrial revolution and squeezing the middle class into non-existence to create, you know, their dream, the masters and the serfs, just like it was in history. They want to reintroduce it.
Now, I want to add here, Paul, that people debate whether this financial collapse that's happening is by design or not. In their own documents, they admit, and we've quoted and covered those here, and as I've said many times, even the Financial Times of London has admitted, they had the power to put out endless currency, endless credit, endless liquidity. They decided to do it. And then now that they got the bubble to full size and almost everyone is leveraged out into debt, and then once things implode, even if you've, quote, got some currency, they're at the same time devaluing it while prices go up and while the economy contracts. They'll then just bankrupt all their front banks, which they're going to do. But in the meantime, with that fiat bubble they created, giving themselves the lion's share of that fiat currency, they bought up the mines, the roads, the water districts. They bought your politicians. They bought the movie theater chains. They bought the ranching companies. They bought the meatpacking companies. They bought them all over the world. So this wasn't even done as a free market exercise of, quote, consolidation and monopoly capitalism. This is global economic warfare with then, they now admit the military shifting over to rapid response teams for civilian revolts where they're going to control all the governments, but they're going to need rapid reaction 10,000-man forces to go in and just machine gun and bomb and that's what the British Ministry of Defense report says as well. So it's all public in the intellectual government policy reports and planning documents for what they're doing. This is a hell world run by them where they own 95% of the resources, and they centrifugal create the crises to suck out that last five. Once you're all in lockdown grid cities, then they release bioweapons and exterminate us. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and even the I read a Reuters report today that said, you know, even when Bush or Bernanke say that the policy of the United States government is to have a strong dollar, that means that the policy is to have a weaker dollar. So you've got even the establishment media admitting that they just engaged in direct doublethink. And every time Greenspan or Bernanke, you know, get an opportunity to talk about the dollar when they're abroad in places like China or Saudi Arabia or the United Arab Emirates, they always badmouth it. They told the Arabs to remove the dollar peg 2 weeks ago.
That's it. Let me add to that. In fact, that's where I didn't add my final point when I got off into my pontificating. The evidence that they're imploding it by design is that Greenspan, Bush, Bernanke, the head of the Bank of England, all of them run around badmouthing the dollar. But then they have to publicly deny they're killing it. So Bush says, we're not even in a recession. We have a strong dollar. These are quotes. We're in a bubble neck right now. The bubble's going to continue. Everything's fine while doing every seat. That's like when a military attacks your fortress. They're bullhorning. This is not an assault. So you just hesitate long enough so they can get the job done. It's meant to confuse. It's meant to where you're going to figure out they're lying, but it's still kind of makes you stop and debate for a moment. It's like they publicly write books calling for world government, world taxes, taking all your freedoms, but then Richard Haass will go on CNN and say there's no move for a world government, there's no Amero, because then they know the debate will be about how they're liars and is it real instead of do we want this. So the dollar's gone, we're imploding, we're on fire, mayday, mayday, mayday. It's already sucking England and Europe down with it. But again, the elites have prepositioned their police state grid. They're bringing us into this global crisis, which will then fully shear us to the bone. Paul?
Oh, yeah, they've got the solutions already in place. That's the whole point. It's order out of chaos. But, I mean, when Bush talks about the dollar and Bernanke talks about it, that's not going to get across to the U.S. audience, but it is registered in the Arab states and in China and places like that, and that's why the dollar continues to crash. And, you know, you had the expert on a few days ago who said that the toilet paper would be worth more than the dollar in 2 years. And Bush doesn't even admit to the fact that the U.S. is in a recession. And how they hide that is by, you know, making the inflation numbers and the unemployment numbers, massaging them and keeping them secret, which is what Ron Paul confronted Bernanke about in the committee meeting 2 or 3 weeks ago. And Bernanke was sat there smiling like a Cheshire cat, because obviously he knew everything Paul was saying was absolutely on point, but he still just blithely repeated these mantras about strong dollar and inflation being under control when everybody knows that it's complete hogwash.
And here's the problem. Only 25% in every major poll indexed, some are 20, some are 30, but it's about 25%, but still believe whatever the government says. But the problem is the majority of them are what I call mid-level technocrats. They make 200, 300 grand a year. They work at computer companies. They work in executive positions in government. They think they're the government because they're overall good people, though they're arrogant and full of hubris, then they think the whole government's like that. They haven't seen the compartmentalization. They feel like they're part of the system. So at a subconscious level, they then defend the government no matter what it does. And we still have some time, reverse some of this and have a soft, somewhat soft landing, crash landing. Instead of growing into the ground at 500 miles an hour, we might get our landing gear down and just, you know, maybe flip the plane and kill a few people. That isn't going to happen. They've sped the plane up to 2,000 miles an hour, and they're giggling and snickering and running around laughing and gibbering, because as things get crazier, they're getting crazier as they have to, with cognitive dissonance, keep buying more into it. And so, see, Bush is speaking to them, the technocrats, going, don't worry, you're in control, everything's fine. Heaven help us, Paul.
Well, I mean, This is from the same people who say, we create our own reality. Now, they may be able to live in that delusional world, but for the rest of us, if they're creating their own reality, when in our reality the world's going to hell and the economy's on its knees, then our reality is hell on earth compared to theirs, which they say they create. I mean, these people should not be in government anymore. They should be put in prison. Because they're completely coming out with ludicrous things like reduce carbon emissions to absolute zero when humans breathe carbon dioxide.
Well, that's our chief gas output, that and methane. Methane,
exactly.
Methane comes out the tailpipe, and carbon dioxide comes out the blower.
But, I mean, don't think it's going to get any better. Obama, Hillary, and McCain are all pledging 60 to 80% cuts in carbon emissions by 2050. Obama and Hillary, obviously, you know, their favourites to win, are for an 80% reduction. So it's little better than what the Carnegie Institute are demanding with the zero carbon emissions.
Paul Watson, I want to get into your report today. Professor, big money behind global warming propaganda. And the other story you did yesterday is in the News in Focus, right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com. This needs to get out to everybody, with the head of the CFR and others calling for world government and micromanaging your life to death.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no...
by making 50% of the life-giving gas on the planet in the symbiotic relationship between plants and animals, photosynthesis and animal respiration, they have a total monopoly on life on the planet. And if they can have a monopoly on diamonds or a monopoly on oil, why not have a monopoly on air? While you're scared to death under your table at night from carbon dioxide, thinking it's going to devil kill you any minute, they are busy pumping the atmosphere full of everything you can imagine and your water. And the more concerned you get about it, then they've got, don't worry, we'll regulate and control you more. I would challenge everyone to go to InfoWars.com, click through on the secure shopping cart, and get the GMO Trilogy, two DVD films, and an audio CD for $19.95 to understand true environmental crises that's hurting the birds, the bees, and the people, namely, and to understand what we're facing, again, at InfoWars.com. Paul, I want to get in this segment and the next with you. The next one's coming on, and I appreciate you joining us, spending so much time with us in your busy schedule. I want to get into this other report, Professor, Big Money Behind Global Warming Propaganda. Just shows it's starting to come out. PrisonPlanet.tv. We've added better servers, more material. You run PrisonPlanet.tv. Give people that aren't members and members a report on what you get when you are a member for 15 cents a day.
Well, I think a lot of people are confused into thinking that you just get Alex's documentary films, but in reality, we add two or three extra video reports every single week, most of which are in streaming flash quality, which means you don't have to sit there and wait for it to download. The best videos that we put out are all in streaming flash, so you can play them straight away as you would on YouTube or Google Video.
But it's 20 times better, the quality. It's incredible.
Exactly. You said you were introducing high def. It's almost high def at the moment. But the back catalogue, because it's been online since April 2004, that's nearly 4 years, is so massive that not only are you getting access to the films, but you're getting access to a library of video and multimedia material that, you know, you could sit there and watch it for 6 months and you still wouldn't watch it all. So you're getting so much on top of all the stuff we add from day to day.
You can get 3 months free right now when you sign up for a year, or get a monthly trial membership for $5.95. With the dollar being devalued, I'm going to tell you, in the next few months, we're probably going to have to go up on price because of our cost. We're using about 50 terabytes a month right now. I've bought 200, and that's because we are going to start. I'm going to reload all of my 18 films in the high def, even though only portions of them were shot in high def. Most of Endgame was shot in high def, HD, and a lot of Terror Storm was shot in it. And so those are going to be in high def. I mean, you want high def, folks, you're going to get high def soon. PrisonPlanet.tv, be sure and go check it out. Professor, Big Money Behind Global Warming Propaganda. Great story, Paul.
Yeah, it just goes to show that this so-called consensus that global warming is man-made is, you know, imploding on a daily basis. Kind of like the 9/11 truth movement has an army of professors and scientists and scholars that doubt the official 9/11 story. So does the climate change arena, because there's a growing amount that do, but they're always shunned by the mainstream media.
Well, more than that, now there's calls every day for their arrest. They're saying it's like Holocaust denial. It needs to be illegal.
Exactly. And when it gets to that level again, they're only discrediting themselves by reaching to such a ridiculous extreme and showing us in a good light.
Stay there. I want to talk about this new story you've got. The story, Professor, Big Money Behind Global Warming Propaganda, and the other one he did yesterday, New Proposal to Fight Global Warming Would End Civilization, Kill Billions. These are both on Prison Planet. These stories need to get out to everyone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.